Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
Tuning in to the Certain Ones Radio Show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, where we aspire to inspire. Visit the Certain Ones at www.blogtalkradio.com/the Certain Ones. Are you ready? Let's go get it.
Guys, welcome back to the Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show, where I am your host for the delightful hour, Vanessa Richardson. We have an awesome showcase. I'm going to go ahead and name this showcase. I've been pondering upon a great topic to really highlight it, and I know on our flyers, our promotional, I put Write the Vision, which is aptly enough, but the topics that we're going to talk about, the phenomenal authors, check this out, is Stand Your Ground. Now, you know, we are familiar with that, with the Trayvon Martin case, you know, and I got the author's note here from Victoria Christopher Murray, how this all originated, and I just had to bring her on so she can vocalize. It's written why she wrote this book, Stand Your Ground, but I want her to vocalize that to you, our listening audience. Victoria Christopher Murray is in the building, all right? She's in our virtual studio, and we're so glad to have her. And I named them the Dynamic Duo. And we also have Ashonda Tate Billingsley. They are here, and they are friends to the show. This is like their third time, I think I want to say, visiting the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. And we're welcoming them with open arms. We're always glad to have them on. And for those who have tuned in, returning every Thursday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern here on the Certain Ones, we certainly do appreciate you, your support, your love and kindness. And you know how we do here at the beginning and also we need you to go ahead and tweet this, Facebook this, text this, okay, this episode. It's going to be so informative, especially those who are aspiring to write books or maybe even start their own publication. It's a season of craziness, just unproductiveness. Anything is possible, I believe now, more so than ever before. Things are definitely changing in the publishing industry, and we're going to hit on that, the changes, the pros and cons. So go ahead, and if you have any questions, this is how we do. I'm going to give you the number. That's your lifeline to tap into the conversation, which is 917-932-4. And again, that 1-7-9-3-2-1-6-0-7. And you must press the number 1 on your keypad. This is indicative that you have a question for either myself or our guest for the evening, best-selling author Victoria Christopher Murray and Ashonda Tate Billingsley. I'm so glad to have them on. Last year I had the opportunity and what I call pleasure also. They have their publishing house, and I'm glad to talk about that. They have some phenomenal young women who I interviewed last December. It was phenomenal. I mean, these ladies are doing something with their publishing house. Brown Girls Books. Oh, my goodness, you guys. I know I'm talking a lot, but I just want to go ahead and just give them their accolades. These authors are not just doing their thing, but they're reaching back and supporting and bringing other authors along with them. These national best-selling authors are paying it forth. And I want to talk about their company, which is Brown Girl Publishing. It's a boutique publishing company which focuses primarily on digital content while still providing printed books through Amazon. And their goal is to provide a voice for literary fan favorites while introducing the next generation of authors. This is so what we need, so what we need. And again, the founders are the national best-selling authors, Ashonda Tate Billingsley and Victoria Christopher Murray. And between the two of them, they have sold, listening to this, you guys, this is a blessing. They have sold more than 2 million books in print. That's right. I'm going to repeat that. I need my applause button. I'm going to have that by next week, too. More than 2 million books in print. That is so fantastic. And they are dubbed the Dynamic Duo. Yes. All right. So we're going to talk about the publishing house. We're going to talk about, I know we just got an hour. I set this hour purposely. I wanted to do this. I wanted to talk about Brown Girls Books. I want to talk about their authors that they have. Like, I'm going to name a few that I know. Nina Fox, Princess L, F.L. Gooden, Renee, Danny Flagler, Nikki Woods, Candy Jackson, J.L. King, Dwayne Joseph, Jackie Hertz, and Marcy Winograd, Alicia and Marissa Rita, Ricky Teams II, Brenda L. Thomas. I can go on, okay? So they just doing a good thing. And they're going to direct you to where to go on their sites and order these books and support African-American authors. Yes, in my Oprah Winfrey voice. Yes, yes. Okay, so without further ado, you guys, you got the number, which is 917-932-1607. Press the number 1. I want to set aside at least 15, if they can, our authors, I guess, to address your questions. And I do see our studio is lit up already. Thank you so very much for supporting us. I really, really appreciate that. Again, press the number 1 on your keypad if you have a question or comment for either myself or my guest for the hour. And again, we have nationally best-selling authors Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Tate Billingsley. And again, they are dubbed the dynamic duo in the industry, okay? So now, I'm going to go ahead and pour some coffee for myself and some tea for you guys, okay? And we're going to get down, we're going to break bread, we're going to talk about Stand Your Ground and Mama's Boy. I'm going to bring both of them on. I don't want to do it individually because they're the dynamic duo. I'm just going to direct my question to them as is. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. I'm going to pour you guys each a cup of tea. There you go. This is your liking, if you will. There you are. So now, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guests on and welcome them once again to the Certain Ones Talk Show. Ladies, how are you doing tonight? Victoria, Rashonda, glad to have you back on the show. It has been a while. I'm so delighted to have you back on. Victoria, how are you doing tonight?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me and my writing twin.
Yeah, that's it. That's the second title that's dubbed to you guys, your writing twin. I appreciate that. I wanted to go ahead and ask you, Victoria, because the Stand Your Ground, oh my goodness, it's breathtaking. And we know you have to be on the rock if you don't really know the significance behind that with Trayvon Martin. And again, you written why you wrote this book. But let's go ahead and verbalize this. Why did you feel that there was a need to, and there is a need, to write this book, Stand Your Ground?
Yes, well, you know, what happened was it wasn't Trayvon Martin that actually inspired me. It was the Jordan Davis case where Trayvon had been murdered 2 years previously and George Zimmerman walked away. And then here we were again in the first Michael Dunn case, the man who murdered Jordan Davis. And in the first trial, they found him. They said it was a mistrial. They could not find him guilty. And my social media timelines blew up because people don't understand the law. People were calling the jurors all kinds of names and calling for a boycott of FARTA. And there were two things wrong with that. First of all, how can you get mad at Americans who are doing the American thing? And they're doing what they were supposed to do, which a lot of us don't do, and that's serve on a jury. So you can't get mad at Americans for doing their civic duty. And then the second thing is that a lot of people calling for the boycott of Florida live in a state that has Stand Your Ground, too. And people didn't even know that. They think it's just peculiar to Florida. So I thought that using an entertaining format, I could educate as well. And it was something I had to think about for a while because I never wanted to exploit any of the things that have been going on to trying to do this to make money off of somebody else's tragedy. But I felt that this is one of the most dangerous. I read the entire transcript of the Trayvon Martin case. And if I was on that jury, if I was doing it with my head and not my heart, I would have found George Zimmerman not guilty as well. And so that is because the law is so dangerous, and I wanted people to understand that it's not a defense, it's a law, it's part of the self-defense thing that defense attorneys will use, and I just hope that if people read this and begin to understand the law, then maybe we will stand our ground against the law that only works when it's our boys on the ground.
Absolutely, and as someone who have history in law, I've majored in pre-law political science myself, and this is a complex topic that you're dealing with, and I want to applaud you because it really is. It's to be neutral in it and to really not put your heart in it, but really look at it. That's a difficult thing to do, to put aside your emotion. And having said that, what's some of the complexities? There have to be more than one layer. What was most challenging to you to write this book?
Well, I didn't want to write it from just one point of view. We all know And we don't all know, but we can imagine what it's like to be an African-American mother and to lose our child. And when I say we can imagine, we really can't imagine, but we have seen it now. We have seen the mothers having to grieve in public. And so we've seen them, we felt their pain, we cried with them. But what I did in this story is that it's told from two different points of view. It's told from the point of view of the black mother who loses her 17-year-old son while he's sitting in the car with his white girlfriend. And then it's told from the point of view of a white mother who is the wife of the shooter.
Yes.
And she and the black mother, Janice and Meredith, are the same age. They both have one son, and they are now bound together by this single tragedy.
Wow. You guys, you know who Victoria Christopher Murray is, and when she writes, she takes you on a journey. Let me tell you, I read your books, several of them, and you were like the first African-American author that I've read as far as inspiration goes. And I immediately went out and shared it with a fellow author. I'm like, you got to go and get this book. You got to go and get this book. Woo-hoo! Victoria Christopher Murray. She is one of the most dynamic authors. And I'm not just African-American. I'm not giving that title, pinning it to her, even though that's what she is. She is a phenomenal author. So this book right here, you guys, you have to go and get it. Stand Your Ground. So how has the reception been for you so far, Victoria?
Well, it's been great. You know, the book is not out yet, and it'll be out. But the thing that's been great about it is that I've received the best reviews of my career. I've always been blessed to get great reviews. I don't think I've ever had one bad review. Somebody may put a single sentence in there, but throughout the industry I get good reviews. But this is the first time that I've received starred reviews from everybody that they've sent the book to. So from the Library Journal on down, I've received starred reviews. And Booklist has it as the book to read. So that's been a good thing. So the reception is really good. You know, some people say that they didn't want to read it because they know, you know, we've been living this Stand Your Ground for a while. So people say, wow, and especially a mother with sons, I don't want to read it. But the people who then forced themselves to do it, they then said they were so glad because they learned so much. They were entertained. And you're not going to cry through the whole book. Because there'll be places where you'll laugh. I make sure of that because it's real life, and it's very real life. And so, even as you're grieving, myself having been through two really tough losses in my life, you look for that moment when you're gonna your first laugh, when you will really laugh for the first time. So I bring that to the characters too. And it's really the journey of two husbands and wives, really. It's the journey of the black husband and wife as they try to find justice for their son, even though they want justice in two different ways. And it's the journey of a white husband and wife where both of them are willing to do whatever they have to do to maintain their freedom and lifestyle.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And we still have people who are tuning in, calling in. And for those who just joined us, I want to tell you that we have the dynamic duo is in the studio, author Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Tate Billingley. Rashonda, I have not forgotten you. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. But Victoria, my phone is just lit up. I think we have some questions or comments for you. Can we take a couple of, if you don't mind?
Oh, no, I'd love to.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to the 910-991. We're going to bring you on. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for myself or Victoria Christopher Murray?
Yes, I sure do. My name is Patricia. I'm from Charlotte. And
hi, Patricia.
I would like to know, hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank
Great.
You.
Great, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just sitting back thinking, what authors inspire you guys to write?
Good question.
Yeah, so should I take it first? And, you know, it's interesting. I know people who the people who made me want to write when I was growing up were people like Richard Wright. He was the first. When that librarian gave me a book by a black man, I wanted to know why his picture was on the book, because I had never seen a black person on the book. And I hadn't seen it for years. And when that changed my life, seeing a black man on the cover, that changed my life. And I read, that's when I read Black Boy and Native Son, still to this day, two of my favorite books. And then, of course, then I was introduced to Maya Angelou, and I know I became Bird Sing. So all that whole time when I was about 13 and 14, and I had been reading for years, but then I was introduced to Maya Angelou, Richard Wright, James Baldwin, Claude Anderson with Man Child in the Promised Land, Meriwether, I can't remember her first name, Daddy was a numbers runner. All of those books just let me know that this dream that I had inside of me was real, and that one day I could grow up to be like them. So that's what inspired me. And then the thing that really got me off my butt, an author that got me off my butt, I was watching this new television channel called BET. And it was in the early 90s, and there was this young lady on there, a black woman, and her name was Yolanda Joe. And she had written a book called The Falling Leaves of Ivy. And I was so impressed with on a number of different levels. She had gone to Yale, and my husband went to Yale, so I was wondering if they were there at the same time. And then she was this black writer, and it was even before Terry McMillan. And I went out the next day to Walden Books, and that's when they only had five black books. There were only five black authors. You know, there weren't very many. And that was when, you know, I'd wanted to write my whole life. I kept putting it off. My husband said, one day you're going to be sorry if you don't. But it was when I saw Yolanda Joe on BET that I was like, okay, I've got to do it. And the thing that's so interesting is I purchased her book, Falling Leaves of Ivy, and to this day, that is still one of my favorite books.
Wow. I'm going to have to get that book. It's almost like pay it forward, Victoria, because what you're saying, you opened that door for several people also, you and Rashonda Tate Williams, and you're right. African-American book, especially romance and inspiration, was far few and in between. It was practically non-existent. And now when I read your book, you guys, especially Joy, if you haven't read that book, you guys, you got to go get it. Get Joy. I mean, you handled the topic beautifully. And like that was the first book I read by you, and it was just phenomenal. So thank you for the influence. That was one of my questions, Patricia, that I was going to ask her, who was her many influences as far as writing a book. So you echoed my thought. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I have another caller. Okay, here we go. North Carolina's in the house. 337, we're going to bring you on. Do you have a question for myself or Victoria?
You're
live.
Hello? Yes, my question is for either one of you.
Okay.
Hello? My first question is, how personal is your writing?
I didn't hear her. She said, how personal?
How personal is your writing? And my second question would be, what advice would you give for someone who would like to become a published writer?
Okay, so good question. Do you want to handle that, or do you want me to handle that?
I'm going to let you handle that first. I'm going to follow behind
you. Okay. I love it. The first thing I tell somebody who wants to be a published writer is make sure they write. Because the thing that's so interesting is that a lot of times people will say, I want to be published. And I say, oh, well, what have you written? You have your book? No, I haven't written it yet. And so and I hate cliches, but don't put the cart before the horse. You have to have a book first. And I don't give people a lot of publishing advice because it changes so fast now, and this with this new digital technology, the industry is going to look different in 10 years, in 5 years, in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So the first thing to do is to make sure you get a book written. And how do you do I say writers read and writers write. If you are not reading constantly, then you cannot be a writer. I was reading original Dickey's book. I've been reading it for a while because I've been doing other things. But reading him makes me a better writer. It makes me demand that I become a better writer myself. And so you have to read. You have to read widely. You have to read lots of things. And so you must read. And then you can't call yourself a writer unless you're writing every day. Quality nor quantity matters. You just have to be writing something. I don't care if you say, she said. You know, at least you have focused on your goal for the day.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And
last,
for me,
last was anything personal. I don't write about myself, but I do write from my soul. And so what I mean by that is that I've never experienced Stand Your Ground, but I've experienced grief. I've experienced joy. So I can write about emotions, which is why I think my books are emotional. So I write, but I pull those emotions from my soul. There's a famous writer, I can't remember who said it, that a great writer bleeds on the page. And sometimes I feel like that. I feel like I'm bleeding. Every bit of my blood is coming out. So I don't write personally, but I write soulfully.
Wow.
Ooh, I love that. I love that, Victoria.
Yeah, I felt that one. That was good.
Thank you, Carla. I appreciate that. And I'm just going to go ahead and talk a little bit by, because I have written a book. The first one I wrote came from, I bled on that paper, like you said, Victoria, because it was a self-help book. It dealt with endometriosis, and endometriosis is a health issue that affects over 15 million women or more, and there's no cure for it. And I just put my story out there, and I wrote it from my heart. So, yeah, that was personal. And then I started writing from my heart, romance novels, inspirational novels like Victoria. I write emotions. And it's just writers write. That's basically what it is.
And if you were to ask Rashonda, she writes emotionally. And even the book that she's coming out with now, it's just filled with emotions. And I think the best writers do write emotionally. Because that's when you can talk to readers. Now, Rashonda puts a lot of humor in her books as well, but that's just touching on every part of a reader when you're able to do that. Because even in her book, Mama's Boy, she has a lot of emotions as well as you get the comic relief.
I love Rashonda. She's awesome. Did I ask you a question, caller?
Yes. Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in. You know what? That was a great segue, Victoria. What I'm going to do, because I want to go ahead and bring the phenomenal, incomparable Rashonda Tate Billingsley on the air. We're going to talk about her mama's boy, okay? So we're going to take this little quick break, you guys. Again, the number to call in there is 917-221-606. If you have a question or comment for either my or the dynamic duo, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, and of course, Victoria Christopher Murray. And when we get back, we're going to bring Rashonda on. We're going to talk about the awesome publishing house, which is, as I mentioned, Brown Girls Publishing. Ah, I love the topic. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this short and detailed commercial break. Let's go get it.
The Day Begins with Christ, the book by Adrena Turner, for immediate release, March 17, 2009. The Day Begins with Christ is a valuable tool to reach unbelievers as well as to enlighten Christians to have a deeper walk with God. The Day Begins with Christ has biblical examples and stories in comparison to our hardships of today. It educates, elaborates, and explains the social, psychological, spiritual, and physical conditions of men's and women's relationship with God. The Day Begins with Christ by Adrena Turner. www.adrenaturner.com adrienneturner.web.com. A-D-R-I-E-N-N-A. www.adrienneturner.web.com. The Day Begins with Christ will be available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and everywhere books are sold. The Day Begins with Christ by Adrienne Turner.
Are you a single Christian woman who's wondering where Mr. Right is? If so, I believe I can help you. Hi, my name is Afi Pittman, creator of Author of Faith Enterprises, the place of encouragement for today's single woman. I know firsthand how frustrating it is to just want to meet and marry Mr. Right already, and then to do everything you know how to do in dating and romance, and at the end of the day, still be single. But God used some very difficult situations in my life to teach me the art of contentment and how to prepare for marriage. If you're ready to live a full life, free from worry that you'll ever marry Mr. Right, and you want to marry God's way, I want you to join me at authorofmyfaith.com. Start by signing up for the Single and Preparing e-newsletter to get free articles, video devotionals, and company news. I also post new blog devotionals every week, along with articles on dating, healthy eating, and living. And you can also subscribe for those as well. So again, this is Afi Pittman with Author of Faith Enterprises, the place of encouragement for today's single woman at authorofmyfaith.com. I so look forward to hearing from you, and I would be honored to serve you on your journey to Mr. Right.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show, where I'm your host for the Delightful Hour, Vanessa Richardson. And if you're just tuning in, you just missed a great top of the hour with Victoria Christopher Murray. But no worry, this show will be available on demand after we conclude our discussion for the night. And we're going to just have fun, go back and listen to it over and over and share, because we care. So I'm glad to have the dynamic duo in the building. We're in our virtual studio, and I'm happy to have Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Billingsley, Tate Billingsley. They're here. I'm so excited to have them return. I'm going to go ahead and bring Rashonda on. But for those who don't know, you're living on the rock, I'm just going to get their accolades is great. I'm just going to condense it because of the sake of time. Rashonda originally took up journalism but found that it was lacking when she realized that she was still drawn to creating her own story. And boy, can she create. And after being rejected by numerous publishers, Rashonda, guess what, you guys, decided to self-publish. Some of you didn't know that, right? It was in 1999 that she did that. And then her writing eventually became a sensation with Simon & Schuster and Pocketbook. And guess what? She signed with them, and now she's a force as Victoria Christopher Murray to be reckoned with in the literary industry. She's written books like Let the Church Say Amen, Nothing But Drama, and Cut Up in the Drama, and so many more. As I've mentioned, they've sold together over 100 million books. So we're just privileged and honored to have these ladies join us here on The Certain One and to address your questions. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring Rashonda on. Ms. Rashonda Tate Billingsley, welcome back to the show. Are you there? Rashonda, are you there? I hope she's there. It is thunder and lightning here, so I hope she can pick me up. Rashonda, are you there? Rashonda? I hope I can pick her up.
I'm here.
Got you. Woo! Got you.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
I gave this whole great introduction and nobody heard me. I'm so sorry. That's all right. I was just telling you that I now go by my four names, Rashonda Lachey Tate Billingsley.
Hey. Okay. Got you.
I'm kidding. But I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my delight to have you on. Again, I'm always honored to have you and Victoria come back to the Certain Ones. So I want to go ahead and get into this story, which is juicy. You guys, I have my coffee, and I'm like, I read Victoria's, then I bounce back to Rashonda's. I mean, I am having a good time, you guys. So let's go ahead, Rashonda, and talk about your book, Mama's Boy. Mama's Boy, the title itself is like enthralling. Why did you feel the need to write this book?
You know, I wanted to look at a serious issue. For those that don't know, Mama's Boy is about a woman whose son starts filming an arrest of his friends. And they live in Jasper, Texas. Jasper is rife with racism. It has a very storied history. And he ends up killing the police officer in a scuffle. And so the mother is faced with the task of, do I turn my son in this racist police force, or do I help him run?
You guys are dealing with some powerful topics here. What was most challenging for you to write this story? And Victoria, I know there was some complexity. What was challenging to you to write this Mama's Boy book?
Well, I wanted to be careful because there are some good people in Jasper, Texas, and towns like Jasper. And so I did want to walk that fine line and show a tough decision that a mother is faced with. Someone that is a law-abiding, God-fearing mother, I'd like to think that I would do what's right. But when I'm faced with my son handing him over to a racist police department, then I have to rethink what is right.
Upon reading your book, briefly, it brought me back to the Duggars, you know, and you're absolutely right. What would you do in a situation? We can say this all the time, I will do this and I will do that, but when we're actually faced with it and it hit our homes, it's hard. It's some hard decisions to make. So how did you become, Rashonda, neutral in your writing? I know Victoria, she did her research and she did the she read the transcript. So how did you become neutral as a writer to make these characters come alive and seem realistic?
You know, for me, I write reality. I try to personalize and make each person, as Victoria said earlier, I try to capture their emotions. And so that's what I did. I looked at a mother, and I know how I would feel of myself with my own son. Did I lose you?
Yeah, I am in North Carolina, and it's thunder and lightning here. So I'm cutting off a little bit, guys. So I apologize for that right now in advance. But, can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I think I missed some.
Yes, I was just saying that I try to capture the real emotions of a mother. You know, I think I have a son. My son is only 8 years old. But, you know, I am a God-fearing, law-abiding citizen. But if I have to be faced with turning over my son, then I find myself stepping back. You know, I have posed a lot of questions on social media, and I asked people, would you turn your son in? And a lot of people said I would, you know, because he has to face the music. But what I wanted to do was add another element there. You want to make sure your son faces the music, but what happens when you throw in the dynamics of everything that is going on?
Right. Absolutely. I have a call for you too, Rashonda, if you will. My I love this. I love the question section. I see 910, they're supporting me. Thank you, North Carolina. 337. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. If you have a question for either myself, and Victoria is still on the line too. Rashonda, go ahead and pose your question now. 910-337. You're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
910-337. You're on the air. If you have a question for myself, Victoria or Rashonda.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead to the 285. I think they're just tuning in and listening. 285 910, you are live on the air. You have a question for either myself, Victoria, or Rashonda? Michelle.
Okay, I just got in. I didn't really hear any of the interview. I was tuning in, you know, to see what was going on. I'm just getting in for work.
Relax and listen in.
Yeah, we
just
like that.
I'm getting in from work, so it's going to be hard for me to really ask you any questions, you know. I would have been so happy to have started when you started off.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you for joining in. We appreciate you.
Okay, Rashonda, you wrote Mama's Boy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how did you come about writing about Mama's Boy? I didn't hear any of your interviews. So.
Yes, ma'am. No, I just wanted to look at a topic of a mother faced with a tough decision. And I throw in a lot of the whole drama with it. I throw in all of that. There are family secrets that come back. But at the core of it all are a couple of issues. One is our right to film. A lot of people don't understand what rights they have when it comes to filming police activity.
Yes.
But at the core of it all is a mother's love for her son.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay,
I got it.
I love that.
Thank you.
Too. And a mother have a lot of love for their sons. I think every mother, they're very concerned about their sons.
And especially in today's times, you really have to be. My son is only 8, so I'm not having these conversations yet. But I'm finding that maybe I need to start sitting down and having a conversation with him. That things
are different
for you.
You
can't do the things. We're in a very diverse neighborhood. You can't
that's
do
right.
the things that your friends do, unfortunately, when you're approached by law enforcement. And so those are very real conversations that we have to have. And I do address those type of things in my book.
You do. You and Victoria, you guys are really going in this time, not that you have before. I'm very much into politics, and you guys are handling this. It's a delicate situation, both topics. You handle it phenomenally, and I'm glad to have my copies, you guys. Victoria still is on the line, and as is Rashonda. I want to go ahead and talk about your publishing house in a bit, but Victoria, if you will, and Rashonda, how can we get your book, your new release?
Mama's Boy isn't out until July 7th, but it is in all major bookstores, as well as independent bookstores. Of course, everywhere online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks. And we definitely, both Victoria and I, encourage you to support our first week sales. Mine is July 7th, hers is June 30th, because that sends the strongest message to the publisher.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Victoria, you still with us? Victoria, my phone is lit up, you guys. I hope we have not lost Victoria. I love it. I love this, you guys. I think we lost her, Victoria.
Vanessa, did I lose you now? Hello?
Hi, guys. I am back again. I want to apologize in advance. It is really thundering and lightning here in North Carolina, so we're having some issues. Are you still there, Rashonda, Victoria?
I am here.
Rashonda, Victoria, do we have you on the line?
Rashonda is here.
Victoria, are you there?
Victoria is there, but I guess you can't hear her. She communicated through me through osmosis and told me she's on the line.
Hello, I'm here. Rashonda saying I'm here. I could hear Rashonda.
I'm so sorry. This is crazy tonight, you guys. But we're still treading on. We're still having a phenomenal interview. I have Cassandra Baker here on Facebook saying she's really enjoying the show. Thank you, Cassandra Dern. We appreciate that. I think we had some more questions here. You guys, you at least get 5 more minutes of your time? Because my is lit up. Okay, 910-627. Do you have a question for myself, for Shonda, or Victoria Christopher Murray? You're live and on the air, 627.
Hello, can you hear me?
Got you. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Ladina, and I have a question for Rashonda.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, and how are you?
Good, good. Okay, my question is, when you're writing a book, what comes first, your characters for the book or the idea of the book?
Oh, it differs from person to person and book to book. There are times where a title may have come first. And you just have this awesome title you want to use, and you have no idea what the story will be about. And so there really is no formula to it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, simple answer. It really is. It varies from person. So if you have a great idea, then that's fine. Roll with it. If you just have a title and, like, I need to think of a story to go along with this, then that's great as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for answering that.
All right. My pleasure.
Thank you, Dana. I appreciate it. I love the support. North Carolina is showing up tonight. Ooh, must be the weather.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Ladies, I want to go ahead and talk about your Brown Girl Publishing House, and congratulations to you guys. I went ahead and threw out some offers there on your website, Brown Girls Books, but that does not exclude men authors as well. So let's go ahead and talk about that, if you will.
Well, you're absolutely right. Brown Girls Books is the reason that we came up with that name, and Rashonda and I really thought a lot about it. But the reason we came up with that name is we're two brown girls, and we just added two more brown girls to the management team. But we publish everybody. We publish men, women, young, old, black, white. And it was Rashonda, we came up with the idea together, and then Rashonda had the idea of coming up with the fan favorites and the fresh voices. Right, Rashonda?
Yes. What we wanted to do was, there are so many of our colleagues out there who no longer have book deals or who can't write the things that are really in their heart just because of the ever-changing publishing industry. And it's not because they're any less talented, because they're some of our favorites no longer have the deals for various reasons. And we knew that there was a need for their voices to continue to be heard. And the same applied for all of these aspiring writers and people that wanted to break into the literary industry. But the publishing industry overall has changed so drastically, and we just wanted to give them a chance to have those voices be heard.
Yes, and I just want to acknowledge that you have a phenomenal team backing you, and it takes a village to do what you guys are doing, and you guys put out quality work, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and give that site myself personally. It's browngirlspublishing.com, and Jacqueline Thomas, whom I love, who's a North Carolinian also, has joined your team along with Rhonda McKnight, who's also an author. So tell us about the book, these authors you have signed. Maybe are you taking publications or?
Yeah, we're taking submissions through Rhonda and Jacqueline right now. The part of the business that Rashonda and I manage, we're not taking submissions right now because we have a full calendar between now and the end of the year. But we just wanted to write, as Rashonda just told you, all kinds of books. And we're really proud of our accomplishments. After 1 year, we have more than 20 books published. We had one book nominated for an NAACP Image Award. We had several nominated for African American Literary Awards. Brown Girls Books just won Indie Publishing House with Tamika Newhouse and those awards
in
Atlanta. So we're just we're proud of what we've done. It's a lot of work.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is why God doesn't let you see into the future, because I think if he had allowed Shonda and I to see into the future, we would have said, you got to be kidding me. You need to go call two other brown girls or green girls or red girls or whatever. But
right.
I know even though it's a lot of work and there's still a lot of challenges, we know that we're where we're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And you know, one of the things we did when we opened up our initial call for submissions, and this tells you just how much of a need there was, we were bombarded with hundreds of submissions. That's why we had to shut down our acquisition process, because we had so many. And now we're just really, really excited to bring Rhonda McKnight on board. She leads our Brown Girls Faith division. And Rhonda is just a consummate. She's a great editor, a great writer.
Oh,
and
yes.
She is furthering our mission of doing quality work. And the same thing applies to Jackie. Jackie is really taking new authors under her wing. She also has some established authors, some fan favorites that she's bringing back. So we are just really excited about the future of Brown Girls Books.
Me too. You guys are like breathing inspiration again into authors. And you're absolutely right. The publishing industry is taking on a drastic change, and some is not for the better. I got to go ahead and say that right now. So what are you looking for as far as submission goes? I know you're not taking any now. And you guys, I just want to go ahead and throw some more accolades out about these authors, which is Rashonda Tate Billingsley and Victoria Christopher Murray. If you don't know Rashonda, she has won the NAACP Image Award in 2012, you know, for her novel Say Amen Again. And God is just doing phenomenal things. And he has placed this in you guys, you ladies laughing. You guys are taking it seriously. And I want to first personally thank you guys for doing this, because there is a need for your publishing house. So as far as submission go, and I know you shut it down, but eventually you may open it up again. What quality of works are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for all kinds. That's why now it's really, you can decide which imprint you want to go with. As Rashonda said, Rhonda McKnight heads up our Brown Girl Faith. And so Rhonda is looking for Christian fiction and nonfiction books. Mm-hmm. And as Rashonda already said, she's a phenomenal editor, will work with you, a great leader. And Jackie is doing an amazing job with what we're calling a mentoring program under Jacqueline Thomas Presents. She's working with authors who they know they're writers, but they don't have the confidence yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll bring out a book under her mentoring program where not only will she mentor them through the writing process, but with her name on the book with them, they will be exposed to a much larger market. And so we're just very excited about those two. And then Rashonda and I are still looking for general fiction. We're much better at fiction than we are at nonfiction right now. But that that's where we are right now. And Rashonda can tell you about one of our other great imprints, Brown Girl Kids.
Yes, that's one of the ones we're so excited about, Brown Girls Kids, Brown Girls Teens.
Yes.
These are books written by young people for young people.
Yes.
And we are just so thrilled to be building the next generation of authors. We have an amazing teen book by two wonderful teens, Sydney Moore and Gloria Clark. These are just anything I want to be. It's stories to inspire and motivate young girls. And then we have two books from three young authors that we have, Morgan Billingsley, who happens to be my daughter, Gabby Simone, and Jackie Lee. Now, these girls got together and they wrote the perfect present for Christmas, and then they wrote the perfect summer.
Yes.
And they are phenomenal.
Yes. I had the pleasure of interviewing them, as I mentioned, at the top of the hour. And they're well-spoken, well-versed young ladies, excited, and they're doing their things. You guys, I said that in December. These young ladies are doing that. And Victoria, I think you posed a question. A writer's like, how can I get started writing a book? You have to write. So if these young ladies are doing it, you can too, irregardless of your age.
Please let everybody know, these young ladies are 10, 11, and 12.
Yes, absolutely. 10, 11, and 12, you guys, that was a breath of fresh air for me. And Victoria and Rashonda, I had my niece interview. She sat on that showcase. And let me tell you, she started right in her book. So you ladies are, gosh, you are really doing the thing. And again, I want to commend you for your body of work and reaching back and helping other authors. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We love doing it. We absolutely love doing it.
Well, you know what? I absolutely love reading your works. Stand Your Ground by Victoria Christopher Murray and Mama's Boy by Rashonda Tate Billingsley. You guys go out and get your book now. It's going to be released soon. Go ahead and pre-order. I know it is. So, Rashonda, can you just give a little word of inspiration? You too, Victoria. We'll go to you after Rashonda. To those who, again, are aspiring, maybe someone who's dealing with that Mama's Boy issue, what kind of words of inspiration will you give them?
Okay, before I do that, real quick, I do want to urge your listeners to tune in August 30th at the Church Say Amen finally comes to television. It'll be on BET Sunday, August 30th. So please make sure you tell everybody to tune in.
Words of
inspiration, just do it. Stop talking about doing it and do it. And, you know, don't stop making excuses, because every minute you spend talking about what you don't have time to do could be spent doing it.
Absolutely. That's it right there in a nutshell. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, it's almost the same thing. You know, I wanted to write my entire life, and something always got in the way, life. And so in 1997, I said, you know what, I'm going to write one word a day. I might be 80 years old when I finish. But I actually finished that book in 3 months. And that just told me that writing is not about writing. It's about the discipline of writing. And I finished that book, self-published it. It was picked up by a major publisher, and that was my first NAACP Image Award nomination. With that book, that I started writing one word a day. And so if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So you have to start someplace.
Absolutely. You have to start someplace. You guys, so much information has been imparted to us tonight. I want you to go ahead, when this broadcast ends, go back and listen to it again and be inspired. And once you're inspired, go ahead and inspire towards your destiny, whether it be not even just writing or publishing house, whatever it is that God has chosen you to do, do it. So, ladies, I know you guys travel a lot together. Where can we go? I know you got a big schedule ahead of you. So where can we go online to keep up with you guys as far as traveling and book signing goes?
Yes, well, my book signing schedule is up on my website at www.victoriachristophermurray.com, or you could just Google and it would come up. And so it has all the cities. I'm really excited. I'm kicking off in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then I'll be going to Chesapeake, Virginia. And I'm really excited on Pub Day on Tuesday, June 30th, when the book comes out, we're having a community dialogue about Stand Your Ground in Tallahassee, Florida, where Benjamin Crump will be joining us. He'll be joining us for my book signing. So we're really excited. But I'll be in several other cities, and you can check out my schedule on my website.
Oh, I love that. Oh. I love that.
And when Victoria said that, well, I guess we really are writing twins, because I'm kicking off in Raleigh, North Carolina, too. I didn't even realize that until she said that.
This is crazy.
All
right.
I know. But, yes, I kick off July 7th in Raleigh, North Carolina. And my entire tour schedule can be found on my website, which is my very long name. Unfortunately, I have not changed it over to Rashonda Lachey, TateBillingsley.com yet. So right now, it's just RashondaTateBillingsley.com.
Sounds good. I want the opportunity to meet you guys. Raleigh coming up. I'm going to go visit your site. That's my neck of the woods, Raleigh, North Carolina. So it would be a delight to meet you ladies finally. We will.
Well, we look forward to it.
Absolutely. And Rashonda, congratulations on your upcoming release, your movies. You guys that support, you know, anything these ladies touch and do with their humbleness, it turns to gold. So let's support Rashonda Tate Billingsley and Victoria Christopher Murray. Thank you, ladies, so much. We enjoyed
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Well, you guys, there it is. You know what? I'm getting text emails already. They still have questions. Let me do a part two. We really do. The hour just come and go so quickly. I want to thank North Carolina for showing up. I appreciate you guys. You really turned out. Even though it's thundering and lightning and all that good stuff, I have someone who texted me, inboxed me. We're going to get to this question next time. Perhaps they are friends to the show. We're going to have to bring them back. And the question was this. We're going to do a part two or a, whatever you see it. Being that they've sold millions of books, I wanted to ask, do you have any advice for other authors on how to market their books? That's a good question. Marketing is very important, and that is coming from Patricia, that question. I want to address that personally. Marketing is so, so important. You have to really set aside, and the internet, social media has made it easy too. There's certain, and the question is quality and quantity. You're going to have to put some money into these things. So you really, really have to prioritize and really have to budget. You really do. Pull out quality work. And again, the literary industry has changed so much that it's so viable. Anybody can really put out a book now, self-published. But you have to put out quality books, and you have to make yourself stand out amongst the crowd. You will be surprised as far as how many books are released every month. I was going to say year, but basically every month. You know, there's a new release every day, if you will. So you have to really set aside a marketing plan, a strategy to really stand out, to make your book pop from your book cover to the topic. Interviews have to be lined up, just a lot. Social media is your friend, my friend. And you'll be amazed how even though authors write, they're very introverted and not extroverted. Sometimes they write to with events that are in their lives, like a self-help book and things of that nature. And, yeah, nonfiction and fiction, the different kind of genres. But marketing is so important. So it's going to cost you some cheddar, my friends. And of course, you have some money to get your books out. And then again, you have to look for viable and affordable ways, too, to get your book out as far as marketing goes. Radio is good. Social media, like I said, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, so many things. YouTube, which is a good segue. For those who have not, who are following me, you will note that I do have a YouTube channel. We're going to up that. We're going to get better with that, you guys. We're going to do interviews like behind the scenes, like, for instance, Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Tate were our guests today. We're going to do a behind the scenes segment as far as how I prepare for that, but it's going to be visual, you know. So I want you to join us on this Certain Ones YouTube channel, and it's just that, www.youtube.com/thecertainones, and then we are on Speaker also. So we got a lot taking place here at the Certain One, and we're so humbled by it. But yes, marketing your book, you have to market Facebook, Twitter, and that's free, you know, but you definitely need a website, you know, especially if you're self-publishing. So, yeah, marketing, strategize, research, do the research, my friend, do the work. You got to do the work as far as marketing go. And don't just leap at anything. Research, I mean, really, there's so many people who call themselves editors who are not editors. Yes, I've got burnt many times, and I'm not the only one. Other authors have to. So really study the work, study the craft, and don't be too thirsty that you would settle for anything, okay? Sometimes, again, you have to put the money out there and market your book. So thank you for your question, Patricia, and I hope I did answer that. We're going to have a part three because, part four. I think this is the dynamic duo, which is what I call them. This is their third time here on a certain one. So, again, I want to admonish you to join us on YouTube. We have a lot popping for you guys. I love you guys so much for supporting me. You guys just don't know. You always motivate me to make it do what it do when I don't feel like doing what it do. So, again, thank you so much for joining us here. Next week, we have a delicious showcase. We have Angela Robinson from The Have and The Have Not. She is coming back to The Certain Ones, and we're so excited to have her back. Again, if you are not following us here on The Certain Ones here at Blog Talk, go ahead and subscribe. Follow us to be informed about our upcoming guests. And, of course, check out our magazine, which is www.thecertainonemagazine.com. We have some interesting things taking place, seriously, for you guys. We want to motivate, we want to inspire as we aspire to our goal. Well, the hour has come and gone. You know how we do here on the Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show. If no one told you that they love you today, tomorrow, yesterday, guess what? You are hearing it here first on the Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show. We love you with the love of the Father. Until then, continue to inspire as you aspire. Let's go get it.
The Searching One Talk Show, aspiring to inspire. To find out more about the talk show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, you may log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/thesearchingones.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/thesearchingones.com. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show with Vanessa Richardson, inspiring author and playwriter.